This is KCUR 89.3. One of the few people, maybe the only person, in Kansas City to make a full-time living as a playwright is Nathan Lewis Jackson. He grew up in Kansas City, Kansas, went to Los Angeles to work in television, and studied at the Juilliard School of Performing Arts in New York City. But he came home. His gig as playwright in residence at the Kansas City Repertory Theater was recently renewed. But as KCUR's CJ Janavi found out, the job involves more than writing.
It's just after lunch, and kids are lugging their backpacks into Chris Odom's creative writing class at the Paseo Academy of Fine and Performing Arts. Odom introduces today's guest speaker.
Be ready to be interested and ask good questions, and let's turn you over to Nathan Lewis Jackson Jr. Make him feel welcome.
What's up, guys?
He looks a little rumpled in his jeans, untucked flannel shirt, and down vest.
I'm a writer. I work at the Kansas City Rep down the street.
First order of business for any writer? Figure out the audience.
Who are my poets here? Poetry writers, who writes short stories, novels? Any playwrights? We got any playwrights in here? Any screenwriters? No screenwriters. Anybody try to hit a little screenwriting a little bit? People chasing those dollars? All right.
Jackson can talk about all of that. And he does. What seems unnecessary to talk about with these young writers is where he came from. He grew up in Wyandotte County. He went to Argentine Middle School and Washington High School.
I thought I was going to play basketball. And then I got my freshman year, I was like, I'm not that good or that tall. This is not going to happen. So I was kind of lost, I felt like, for a couple of years.
He found himself in forensics with a teacher who convinced him he was good enough to compete in speech and debate tournaments.
We'd come in the morning after the tournament, and they'd announce your name on the, like, they just did that for basketball players and football players. Hey, the football team won a game. But this was, hey, Nate Jackson won first place in, you know, Interp or whatever it is. Oh, well, great. That was always good for me. I needed that growing up.
That was his first exposure to performance. He went on to Kansas City, Kansas Community College, and then to K-State, where the student-run Ebony Theater produces work by African-American playwrights. He ultimately wrote plays produced at Lincoln Center, where he noticed something about New York.
It is a very diverse city. It's a mix of people. When I went to the theater, I did not see that. What I saw was predominantly white, older, with a little money in their pockets.
They reacted to some of his writing in ways that surprised him, like in his play Brokeology, where one of the black characters enters with a string of curse words.
Which, you know, theater audience shouldn't care about if you love Mamet and you love several other playwrights who use curse words. Shouldn't be a problem.
But Jackson could see his audience tense up.
Oof. The energy just sucked out of the room when he came in. You could tell they wrote him off. And for the rest of the play, there seemed to be this distance.
He changed the curse words.
This is the audience I have to communicate with. And this is the audience I have to communicate to. And I don't want to change my work based off of who I'm perceiving will come to my show. That being said, I'm not writing this play for myself. I'm writing this play for an audience.
An audience that needs to be more diverse. Not just in New York, but all across the country.
It's not just about having people come to us. How can we go out into the community? How can we be a part of the community? And we're talking about communities who have been silent and people have not listened to them.
So I have a question about where you draw your inspiration from.
Senior Keylisha Nelson asks him whether he's seen The Colored Museum, a play by George C. Wolfe.
I've seen this play called The Colored Museum.
Oh!
You've seen it?
Both love that play. Talking with Jackson, Nelson learns it's okay to be inspired by other playwrights.
It's really about connection and really following after other people's work and then allowing it to influence you. Because I do that a lot. I'm a poet and I draw from other poets in history and currently seeking guidance like that.
Senior Marcus Robertson wants to know about Jackson's work on the TV shows Southland and Shameless.
Because I'm interested in screenwriting too, and also interested about doing television shows and movies, but I'll eventually become a film director myself.
If that happens, then Nathan Jackson's day's been a success. Because he's made enough visits to high schools to know not all of these kids will go to the theater.
So you even say, hey, so what, is any on television that speaks to you? Is there anything on television that believes tells your story? What's the closest thing? And when they say things like empire, then you say to yourself, you don't have anything, do you? Because none of you guys are living like empire. None of y'all. You need to be able to tell your story.
If Jackson can keep inspiring high school students to do that, then the theater can't help but get more diverse. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janavi.
Nathan Lewis Jackson gives a free reading of his latest script in process on February 15th at the Kansas City Rep. For more information, go to our webpage at kcur.org/arts.